From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Governor Newsom is rounding out his last year in office, and his final spending plan puts education as a top funding priority. Newsom's January budget proposal includes a record investment in per-pupil spending, but he's also proposing some big changes at the top, suggesting that the California Department of Education should fall under governor control, a revelation that came as a surprise to State Superintendent Tony Thurman, who said he was blindsided by the news. Carolyn Jones is the K-12 education reporter for the nonprofit newsroom CalMatters, which partners with public media stations across the state. She joins us with what this shift could look like. Welcome back, Carolyn.
Hello, good morning.
So for some context, how is California's school system currently overseen and operated?
Well, it's sort of a many-headed hydra. There's many cooks in the kitchen with this. There's the governor, who makes a lot of education decisions and has his own education advisors, the legislature, the State Board of Education, the state superintendent. And then at the local level, there's local school boards and county offices of education. California has a real focus on local control, so local school boards do actually have quite a bit of power. So there's a lot of people making decisions for California schools.
Is this unique when comparing it to other states?
Yes. California is one of only 9 states that has an elected state superintendent. In other states, it's either a position that's appointed by the governor or by the State Board of Education. California has had this situation pretty much since the time the state was founded. We've had an independently elected superintendent. And for probably about 100 years, people have flagged this as a problem because there's a real it's kind of unclear always who's in charge and who's making the decisions. And, you know, with so many different, you know, people setting policy, sometimes policies can be contradictory or unclear or inefficient or redundant or even, at cross purposes, which can be very confusing for teachers in the classroom trying to figure out what to do.
Yeah, there's a lot of cooks in the kitchen, you know, of different arms of government, different levels of government. When it comes to the superintendent of public education, this is an elected position. So what is the job of the superintendent?
Well, the job of the superintendent is to oversee the State Department of Education and act as an administrator there, as well as be an independent voice and an advocate for various policies that the superintendent champions, whether it's literacy or charter schools or what have you, and to kind of be a counterpoint to the legislature and the governor. I think ideally that's how the position was envisioned, to give some independence to the Department of Education.
You know, and as you mentioned, you know, the criticism or challenges of the Department of Education, it's been talked about, you know, for the better part of a century in California. So why is Governor Newsom deciding to make this announcement now in his last year in office?
Well, two things. One is there was a really kind of thorough, comprehensive report that came out in December from Policy and Analysis for California Education, which is a think tank, that said that, you know, this problem is, it's got to be fixed eventually. It's very inefficient. Students are suffering. It's preventing the state from kind of moving forward on long-term education planning and strategic plans going forward. And then also, you know, Newsom has turned out this year, and also so is Tony Thurmond. So politically, there's not a ton at stake. So I think probably the timing was good.
So what exactly is the governor proposing? How would the powers of the state superintendent change?
Well, what he's proposing is basically paring down the responsibilities of the state superintendent. We would still have an elected superintendent, but that person would not be overseeing the Department of Education. That job would fall to the State Board of Education, which is an 11-member body of people who are appointed by the governor. So basically, it puts more power in the governor's office. Which, you know, I've heard some people say, if you have a governor who cares a lot about public schools, that can be great because you can have one vision and, you know, everyone's on the same page and you can all move forward together. But if you have a governor who doesn't care about public education, that could be a real liability. So he's proposing that the Board of Education move and that the state, or I'm sorry, that the Department of Education move and that the state superintendent serve more as an independent critic or an advocate for, education policy generally.
So it seems like even though this is an elected position in this scenario, the state superintendent of public instruction, this role doesn't come with a lot of teeth.
Correct. Correct. Yeah. And I think another thing to keep in mind here is that if we were to make that position appointed by the governor, it would require a change in the California state constitution, which might have to go before the voters. So it's a lot more difficult to do. It has gone before the voters previously over the past century and not passed. The way he's proposing it now, it does not have to go before the voters. So that might have something to do with it as well.
Well, a move like this, even as recently as just a couple years ago, I believe, now mayor of Sacramento, Kevin McCarthy, who was a former assembly member, I mean, didn't he propose to make the position of state superintendent appointed by the governor?
He did, yes. And that bill did not advance. There was some opposition from the teachers union and some other organizations. I mean, a lot of organizations are and advocates, some really love this idea because it will bring some coherence and accountability and more transparency to governance, school governance. And some don't like it because they feel like the state superintendent is a powerful ally and they like having that that voice in Sacramento.
Okay, so who are some of the supporters of this consolidation of power?
Oh gosh, Californians Together, which is advocates for English learners, has been very much in favor of it. EdTrust West, which is a research and advocacy group that advocates for equity in schools, has been very much in favor of it. The School Boards Association, the school administrators, a lot of different groups have come out strongly in favor of it.
What about the California Teachers Association?
When I checked in with them last, they had not come up with a formal position yet.
So, if this, and we're all talking about a hypothetical right now, but it was a big announcement that came from the governor's office during his final State of the State address while in office. What could the impact ultimately be on students?
Well, if this goes through, I think the thinking and the hope is that there'll just be a lot. It'll make life a little easier for people who run schools because they'll know, who they answer to, basically. And if there's a policy that the state adopts, for example, something about literacy, like how we're going to teach kids to read through phonics or something, there will be one policy, one direction, a real clear line of authority. And so, in theory, it could make life easier for teachers in the classroom and for school boards and for everyone else all along down the line. I think that the downside potentially is that we're concentrating a lot of power with the governor. And, again, if we have a governor who doesn't care so much about schools, that could be a problem.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with CalMatters reporter Carolyn Jones about Governor Newsom wanting to pare down the California Department of Education and shift more of the responsibility to the governor and governor-appointed State Board of Education. You also reported that when it came to State Superintendent of Public Instruction, Tony Thurman, that he was caught off guard by this announcement from the governor last week. What did you learn about how he is responding and reacting to the governor's announcement?
Yeah, he said he wasn't notified in advance. And they also said that they had not seen a copy of that report from PACE, Policy Analysis for California Education, although the folks at PACE say they did in fact notify CDE in advance. So it's kind of debatable whether, how much they knew and how much they didn't know in advance. His response has been that, he's not totally opposed to the idea, but he has some concerns about how this would actually improve outcomes for students. And he wants more details.
And he is terming out as well. He's also running for governor this year. What is
Correct.
his reputation or history as state superintendent?
Well, he's really championed community schools, as has the governor, which have been a big success and have been, continued to be funded. And literacy, he's been very strong on that. I think, so there's been some articles and some reporting that it can be a difficult place to work. There's been a lot of turnover in that office.
When it comes to, I guess, this report and maybe even an acknowledgement that there are some challenges that facing the California Department of Education. When it comes to Superintendent Thurman's perspective, what does he think needs to change for education in California? I mean, what has he said about what the governor or the state's priorities or focus on public education? What should it be?
Well, for the most part, they see eye to eye, the governor and the state superintendent. They're not super far apart on very many issues. I mean, but always it comes down to money, right? More money. Everyone, that's always the story with schools. There's never enough money. So even though the governor's recent budget, keeps K through 12 school funding pretty much intact and actually even adds some money. He's saying we still need more. If we're going to implement, really strong literacy programs, getting all kids to read by third grade, we need to be able to hire more tutors for all the kids who need it and, all the other things that go with that. So I think he says, yes, this is all great, but I would like to see more funding. In this current budget, that's probably not realistic.
Yeah, when the governor did say that it's record spending and per pupil funding, is that actually true?
Yes. Yeah. California used to be towards the bottom in per pupil funding nationwide, and now we're kind of middle of the pack and rising. So a lot of people are really happy to see that. The current economic climate is pretty volatile, so we'll see how things pan out with the May revise in the spring and, what things really look like later on. But right now, yeah, I mean, California has invested a lot. And plus, there's a lot of initiatives the state's really, taken on, like transitional kindergarten for all four-year-olds is a huge investment. Universal school meals we have now, which we didn't have a couple years ago. After school and summer programs for all the kids who need it is also a huge investment. Community schools, which are schools that kind of combine social services right there on campus for students and their families. So the state has really invested a lot in the past few years.
And we're talking about a proposal from the governor. As you mentioned, there would need to be a change in the state constitution. So what would need to happen to make Governor Newsom's proposal a reality?
Well, my understanding is it will probably appear in the trailer bill and then the legislature. It'll be subject to negotiations with the legislature.
Do you think there is the political appetite in the state legislature to make this happen?
I do. I mean, I do. I mean, just the fact that so many other states do it this way, and California is kind of an outlier, and there's been agreement in the state, almost total agreement in the state for decades. I mean, since 1920, that the current system is not very efficient. So I do think that there's an appetite to kind of streamline it, simplify it, clarify who's in charge. It's something that's probably long overdue.
Carolyn, as always, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Carolyn Jones is a K-12 education reporter with Cal Matters, and we've been talking about a new proposal to move the Department of Education under governor control, which was made by Governor Newsom during his final State of the State address last week. Up next, we'll head up to the Sierra and check in with the Tahoe business about how the season has been so far. Plus, in the Delta, we'll have some good news for the old sugar mill. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.